The case dates to last November when it was reported to police that a female had been attacked and taken to the hospital. She reported to police that her boyfriend, 29-year-old Carl Nunn, had strangled her while they sat in a truck and that she had blacked out multiple times. Assistant District Attorney Pamela Dale secured indictments from a grand jury on several counts of assault.
Count one was a strangulation that was so bad that, quite frankly, she thought that her throat was crushed, because once he stopped strangling her, she was vomiting or was trying to vomit and couldn't catch her breath. And I guess the point that I want to make is that this was a very brutal case.
Nunn allegedly continued the attack outside the vehicle, dragging the victim by her legs down a set of porch steps, then putting her back in the truck. Police say he continued to strangle her while he drove off and eventually crashed into a ditch. The grand jury handed down an indictment for kidnapping, which police had not even charged. Since being taken into custody, Dale says Nunn has contacted the victim many times, trying to get her to stop cooperating with authorities.
Many, 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 many of his jail calls, Your Honor, and you'll see that he's charged with compounding. He offered her $2,000 heroin and unlimited sex with him if she were to help him out, get out of this.
He now faces a total of 15 charges. Dale asked that the bail be raised to $10,000 plus a third-party custodian, which Judge Daniel Shalley granted. Nunn pleaded guilty last fall to a charge of destroying evidence of an auto accident after his truck rolled down Windmill Hill and crashed into a city pump house building in October. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.